Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Addie Carl Gordon.
Good morning.
I thank God for his breath of life and the change in me. For that, I'm truly grateful. And I want to take a moment of silence to reflect on what it was like this time Saturday morning before we got here. Because I stayed in with some relatives up by Salisbury, and I was driving here this morning, and it was real foggy, and for a second, my mind went on how I could make something happen in the fog when you couldn't see real well. Thank God for the 12-step program in Narcotics Anonymous. I like to try to keep things real simple because our message is hope. And sometimes I find myself trying to intellectualize stuff and I lose people. So I was trying to think of how simple I could refer to the sixth step. And we walked in the lobby this morning and I asked my wife, I say, "You glad you came?" And she broke the sixth step down real simple. She said, "I want this." Sixth step. Sixth step said we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Well, I need to let you know, the day you surrendered, God had already lassoed your defects. It's just that you had to go through your process, so by the time you got to the sixth step, you needed to know God already got your defects corralled. Now, are you willing to do what's necessary to change away from those defects? See, because the triangle of self-possession tells me that I got three main defects: anger, fear, and resentment. Now, all that other stuff kind of bounces off that stuff. So now what I need to do is, now that I'm at this point in my process, is not let the fear paralyze me anymore. I need to go ahead and accept the fact that I'm scared, but I need to move forward anyhow. See, because change is real frightening. I don't know about you, I was used to getting and using, and that's all I did. And now I get here, and it ain't about getting and using no more. So I got to find a new way to live, and I don't know what that's going to be like. I'm terrified. See, because I thought now it meant that I got to get in position to walk on water. Well, I need to let you know I do walk on water. Every time it rains. No. Had to get rid of resentment. Look, I like being upset with you. Because that kept you from knowing me. I'm going to tell you what got me through resentment. My older sister Reagan, my mother died when I was 5, and she lived down south, and we go visit her, and I get angry every time we visit her because she would talk about how great she raised us. And I just didn't remember that part. I remember, I don't know how far you go back, but they used to have these arms that they plugged the cord into. That was the whipping strap. I remember that part. See, I didn't remember the part that I was a rebellious kid and stayed in trouble. Look, I spent more time suspended from school than in the classroom. But I didn't remember the part that I played. I just remembered the punishments. So one day, I had the courage through this process to tell my sister how I felt. And we was down in the house and all the family was there. And she was talking about how great she raised us. And I said, you know what? I got a problem with that statement. Now, you got to picture this. She a single female with a home with 7 children. 3 of them was brothers and sisters, and the other 4 was her kids. And so we were supported by this organization called The Welfare. And I told her, I said, you always talking about how swell you raised us. But I remember them days when my wife would tell you, I wouldn't eat chicken wings for a while. Because that's what we ate all the time. Saturday was hot dogs and beans. And we always got 2 chicken wings. So I told my sister, I said, I don't like you. I said, I remember as a kid, I would get my 2 chicken wings and I'd be hungry and I couldn't get no more. See, wasn't no such thing as seconds in our household. So I got this resentment. She killed the resentment. She said, I need to let you know them days that you couldn't get seconds, I didn't eat at all. So I understood some stuff. How you gonna hold a resentment when you ain't walked in them shoes? Now it was real easy, like I said, to be angry. Because that was a defense mechanism. As long as I was angry, you couldn't get close enough to know me. Really, that was a blessing for you because I didn't know me. I just knew the things I would do. You know, it was real funny. I was born in 1950. I never thought, had a desire to walk around with weapons on me, to steal from people, to do whatever it took to get one more. I remember one time I broke in this woman's house. And I went through the window and I walked all on the sofa, and I was real careful about everything. So when the police came to my house, I wanted to know how they knew it was me. When I went in to keep from falling, I put my hands on the ceiling and they took my fingerprints. Now check it out, that ain't real horrible. But when you get here and you look back, you got to look back at the blessings you was receiving before you got here. I was reaching up for help then. You know how God kind of like be whispering some stuff to you and you don't hear it? He don't really be whispering. You just think he whispering because you ain't paying attention. See, God got the defects covered before you get here. But the 6 steps say, now you got to be willing to change. See, my 5th step was my permission to recover because I exposed all the secrets that I was aware of. Now it's about the change. I don't have no more excuses because I exposed the secrets. So now when this stuff show up, it simply says all I have to do is something different from what I've always done. Didn't say I had to get it right. My 3rd step told me, God got my back. I don't care how many mistakes I make. Just keep on the journey. And that's what I love. And I love Alfonso speaking. And I'm so grateful we're never in competition. He shared his experience. I shared mine. And I'm going to tell you how easy it is to remember we're never in competition. Your process is your process. Now, that's enough on the 6th step. Now, the thing that sticks with me in the 6th step is it has a statement that reminds us we're just human. Because I want to get to this sixth tradition. Because check it out. I got here. And there's some folks in here knew me before I got to this side. I was lost. I was truly lost, man. No. If you spent me around, I still couldn't get off that corner. I was lost. So look. I get here, and I get so caught up in this thing, I get lost again. Thank God the six steps say you're just human. I don't know about y'all. See, I got to the point, only two things was happening in my life. It was either the disease of addiction or my recovery process. I forgot I was human. I introduced myself as an addict for so long, I forgot I'm a human being. So everything that happened to me, I blamed it on my addiction or my recovery process. Thank God for the sixth step. Slow you down. Say it ain't about catching up, it's about catching on. You're just human. You're going to make your mistakes. You're not going to make my mistakes. See, because at one point, I would listen to a person like Alfonso share, and I'd walk out the door, and now I want to be everything he shared. I forgot I was me. Same thing that got me here. Now, I'm putting emphasis on being human because I want to get to this sixth tradition. Our sixth tradition say, in a group. Remember the word group. Never endorse, finance, or lend an N.A. name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Which simply means, and this morning I was at breakfast and had the opportunity to thank a person. Because I remember early on, early service work, I went to them about the sixth tradition. And I said, man, you always help me. He said, yeah, because you showed up all the time asking questions. He said, that was a good thing you asked questions. Because I wanted to know there was some confusion in the Baltimore area. And he said, we don't endorse anybody, but anybody can endorse us. And so he explained it to me. So basically, what that says is, as a group, we can't endorse any related facility or outside enterprise. Didn't say Christmas. Didn't say Easter, New Year's. Because I see the confusion. That's why I put emphasis on we're human beings. I've been around here long enough and I've been in meetings and I hear people share and they'll say stuff like Merry Christmas and some of us spiritual gurus will holler, you can't say that. That ain't what this tradition say. They say we don't endorse related facilities. You know, like treatment centers. You know, like hospitals with detox units. We don't, as a group, tell people you should go to so-and-so treatment center because it's better than sliced bread. As a group. But our 10th tradition say an addict can share whatever they need to say. So when people share at a meeting, they're representing their self. They're not representing the group. So if they say, I went to so-and-so treatment center and it was better than sliced bread, check it out. They got a right to say that. They ain't endorsing nothing as a group. Traditions are for the group. It say we don't finance outside enterprises or related facilities. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I became fully self-supporting, and I don't finance too much outside of me, period. Matter of fact, I could stand alone with you. And if we're fully self-supporting, we take care of our own self in-house. We ain't got enough to lend nothing outside us anyhow. So we don't provide any type of financial support to anything outside of Narcotics Anonymous. And that's real easy to understand, because every time we put money in the basket, it's NA's money, nobody else's. Now, they say we don't lend the NA name. You know, as a group, we can't say, and it's so beautiful, we can't say some stuff like, well, I went to so-and-so treatment facility, and they hooked up with us. No, they ain't. And you better be real careful with that, because NA is so successful, there's a lot of stuff outside us would love to get in the back door. So you gotta be real careful with that one. Now I want to get back to how we take this tradition. See, they told me when I share my experience, strengths, and hopes, and they used to use the term working knowledge. When I grew up in this fellowship, and I'm still growing, they told me if I ain't got no experience, I better not share one. You ever been to a meeting? And a person be sharing, and they talk forever, and when they finish, you still don't know what they were talking about? It's funny how people that don't know what they saying don't know when to shut up. You better have a working knowledge. Stop mimicking stuff you heard, because when somebody shared it, it sounds slick, so you say, I'll share it too. You got to have some experience with this. You know, talk about people was kind of afraid of NA because they thought we were a cult. You know, now we got a step that mentions the word dogma. When it speaks about religion, and it's about some teaching, and all that is somebody imposing their belief system on you, taking away your ability to be human and think for yourself. We can't do that here. Stop telling, you know what, it really tickles me when groups put on events and they generate flyers, and people say, well, you know, you can't use that on a flyer because we don't endorse it. But I ain't missed a flyer yet that didn't say New Year's dance. But people will share, and you'll tell them that they can't say Merry Christmas because we don't endorse holidays. Look, I'm a human being. I've been celebrating Christmas all my life. You ain't taking that from me. This ain't no cult. I got the right to be me. This talks about related facilities or outside enterprises. Groups. We don't endorse finance or lend in a name. But when I'm standing up here talking, if I want to say Happy Easter, Happy Birthday, I had a home group in Baltimore. Every year, we put on a marathon for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. had some people say, you can't put that on the flyer because we don't endorse Martin Luther King's birthday. Don't get this stuff twisted and kill our ability to be human beings. Because you had to be a human being to become an addict. And because I'm an addict, don't stop me from being a human being. Remember, these traditions are for these groups. They govern the groups.
Look,
I can stand here and endorse anything I want to. That's my choice. As a member of a group, when we deal it on the level of a group, I can't endorse nothing. Don't get it twisted. You ever went to a church and they had a sign say there's an NA meeting here? Recovery house is what they tell you when you leave. Even in prisons now, go to an NA meeting.
Yeah.
They can endorse us. You think we can endorse that and say, if you don't act right, go to prison? No, check this out. I ain't beating up nobody. Because I thank God for all y'all, because it took all y'all to get me where I'm at today. And look, my time is up. But please stop trying to control what people say out their mouth. You'll run people out of here. Look, if a person say, I went to so-and-so treatment facility, they have that right. If they say it and make it look like they're endorsing it, then your chairperson is supposed to share after they finish and say our Sikh tradition tells us we're not endorsing that. So that'll clear that up for the newcomer. But if we start censoring what you can say out your mouth, we just as bad as some of that stuff we talk about, the dogma, imposing our will. Just thank God you're here and you're getting better. I'll keep coming back.